Beth Mizell, State Senator, Franklinton Republican, is here. Her bill, 406, lets member-owned electricity cooperatives get into the internet business, but only in areas where broadband is not already available, which the senator says is about 40% of the state. This was a bill that was hotly contested. There were some other bills that got a lot more attention, but this measure, it caused a lot of attention. Why so, Senator Mizell? Good to talk with you.
Hi, good morning, Jim. How are you?
Fine.
I think this bill got a lot of attention because one of the reasons people didn't realize that co-ops already had the power to install broadband. They can form an affiliate, and they've always been able to do that, but haven't shown the interest. And I think, like a lot of people, weren't aware of the lack of broadband in really most of Louisiana until COVID put the light on it with the telehealth and the online learning and the college students trying to finish their course load at home. So everything changed. You know, COVID made things much more important than they had before. And I believe the co-ops became more interested in the idea of broadband under their umbrella. But they only can do it, just to be clear, a co-op cannot do it within its electric power structure. Literally, it has to form a separate affiliate to do to go into broadband. So there's no crossing the streams of the revenue source with the electricity. So, and that's something they're very clear about. But the point of the bill was to follow the money coming from the federal government, which was for unserved. And therein was the problem with the bill, that they wanted to be able to do it to all of their customers. They wanted to be able to offer broadband to each, and that would make it more competitive in their more populated areas. But frankly, my fear was that if you can make more money in the highly populated areas, you're never going to get to where there is no competition whatsoever. And that's why the bill pushed in the other direction. And frankly, that's what got the veto. So we were able to shift courses and do another bill in special. The call of the special session allowed for legislation on broadband, and we took advantage of that and got it done this time.
All right. With the governor's blessing.
Well, he hasn't signed it yet, but I have every assurance from him that he is. I work with him and his staff throughout the process because there were a lot of players. All of a sudden, you know, I did this bill, Jim, and I drafted it with staff, of course, in January, and there was not a peep. And then all of a sudden, the federal money came out, and everybody became much more interested than they were 6 months ago.
The Federal Communications Commission has established the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund to distribute over $20 billion over 10 years to places with limited or no broadband access. State officials hope that some of that money comes to our state. Beth Mizell with us, state senator, number two person in the 39-member upper chamber, Republican from Franklinton. Rinaldi on the road today. Rinaldi, good morning to you.
Jim, I'm in one of those spotty cell areas. But listen, you know, there's a digital divide in our urban areas. And how is the senator's co-op bill going to help for the digital divide among poor people in rural areas? We know that people of color have issues right here in Baton Rouge getting, you know, Wi-Fi.
Well, I believe, as with any part of the state, competition's going to help with that. One of the telecom opponents to my bill came to committee, and the actual reason for their opposition is that it was going to bring about more competition. And only by more competition are we going to have an effect on those pricings that you're talking about. I mean, I've heard that from a lot of people. I mean, that's urban and rural. The pocketbook is what rules everything. And if we can't make this affordable, then we're wasting our time. And I totally agree with you, but what I'm saying right now, of course, I'm speaking for a rural area. It's overpriced, and then it's still spotty and irregular and very, very low speed. So you're never going to invest in a higher price if you're not going to get the service you expect. And I think the other fear is that you're not going to get the return on your money. I mean, we have to educate people. So many of my lower-income residents in my district don't realize if they had the Internet, they could be saving a lot of money from satellite TV, frankly. You don't have to care about an email account. There's mm-hmm. other ways the Internet will save you money. So I think a lot of what we need to do is to be educating the options that become available when you have good Internet service.
Now, several years ago, Governor Jindal, he did not take $80 million in broadband money. Was that a foolish move on his part, or was there some rationale?
I was not involved in any of that, but if I had a nickel for every time people have told me that story, I could probably install some broadband myself. I've heard a lot about that. So, looking back, any money that would have put broadband into the state would have been a step forward. I really don't know the full story behind what was behind that decision. But if I could have had broadband in the 15 years I've been in the rural part of my parish, it would have. I think we would have had economic growth where we haven't had economic growth.
You were born in Bogalusa. You're from Franklinton. These are rural areas, and I'm sure your particular area is affected by this, perhaps more so than many other districts.
When I campaigned last year, Jim, at every meeting I had, the two issues that came up consistently were broadband and high insurance rates on car insurance. Continually, those were the drumbeats. And a lot of when I sit in a committee in Baton Rouge, and they look at me like I'm from another planet when I say we don't have broadband. There is a major disconnect on what the reality is for people in the rural parts of Louisiana. I mean, most of Louisiana is rural, yet we're missing a great opportunity to bring economic growth to our rural areas, and especially with COVID. I mean, you could live anywhere. You don't have to live in a school district that is an A grade, because you're going to be teaching your kids from home very likely for a while. You could choose a quality of life in rural Louisiana in this time and place that would totally be economically a great deal to buy the property, and all you need is broadband. And that's what's holding us back. So hopefully with broadband would come economic growth and a better quality of life for the people who live in rural Louisiana. So that's what I'm counting on anyway. And the RDOF money is going to make a huge difference in getting providers interested in putting.
How much are we talking about as far as what could come our way?
Well, we don't know. I mean, the attraction is getting providers to think that deployment in Louisiana is worth their while. And my bill, SB 10, allowed for use of the right-of-ways of the co-ops. That was the big advantage of the bill. So any provider can use right-of-ways that are already established by the co-ops for the deployment of broadband. So that was a big step forward. Some other states in the South have done that, and that takes a lot of the cost on the initial deployment, that they're not having to go to one property owner at a time. They're piggybacking what the co-ops have already done. But we also added a component to the bill so that next year the providers, as far as the telecom companies, the co-ops, we will all sit down after the first of the year and see where were the obstacles.
All right. We do have to roll, but Senator Mizell, thank you and congratulations on the success of your bill. Looks like the governor will sign it. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, a reminder that signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. For Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. We're glad you're listening, and stay tuned.